opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, we're celebrating over 10 years on the air. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming at KCNR1460.com throughout the world, which explains some of the strange notes I get from people from Holland and other places. It is Cinco de Mayo. I don't want anybody touching that quart bottle of Corona beer on my desk. That was a gift.
It's actually technically on Linda's desk, and I think everybody fears Linda more than they fear you.
There's good reason. She is a Gemini Taurus, whatever that means.
I don't know, but
trust me, I think she levitates. 7:06 in the morning, and the news is brought to us by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. That's our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. We haven't had any new cases of COVID-19. There may be one person in the hospital, but the rest of them have been released. Testing is going on every day, so we're not finding anything. So good.
Today,
what's the weather look like?
Today is also Teacher Appreciation Day, which I think.
Everybody that's been teaching their kids at home now have a true
teacher appreciation. Yeah,
appreciation for teachers. That's right. They're wondering why Tom Brady is getting $40 million this year and their teacher is getting $18,000. You know, at this point,
yep.
The GOAT. They're going, wait a minute. Why is he getting so much money playing football? Look at this teacher. I'm having to teach these three kids. What's it like, Sarah? Sarah's got 3 3-year-olds.
Yeah. She's just smiling at us.
She's smiling because
it's a bit of a sardonic smile. Yeah,
but she's leaning up against the wall. Yeah, she's saying things in my ear that I don't even want to repeat on the air. Okay.
So if you liked yesterday's weather, you're going to love today's. We had a high of 82 yesterday, high of 83 today. Mostly sunny with a beautiful sunset tonight with just a few clouds in the sky. And we are clearing up throughout the rest of the week. 84 tomorrow, not too bad. 93 Thursday, almost 100 degrees Friday. So if you haven't gotten your AC checked, better late than never, I guess. But we're looking at 98 on Friday, 96 on Saturday. Mother's Day is going to be just as toasty.
Wow.
So
we'll talk about Alliance Heating and Air later.
Yeah.
It's not too late to call them.
So get your pens ready because that number's coming up.
They are going to be busy. Okay, hey, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a locally owned, better-known business out of Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can reach them at 365-3793. And just as kind of an aside, if you have a problem with what I'm saying and you don't like my concept of things, feel free to change that channel. Okay, it's a free country, right? I'll try to get along without you. Certain things I hear or receive. I am with Tanner Rice.
Hey, how's it going?
What?
I said, hey, how's it going?
Oh, good. But first we have to turn him on. Is he on?
Can you lean closer to the mic?
Yeah.
So, yeah, there we go.
Is that good?
Yep.
Yep, we got you now.
Okay.
Okay. You've got you know what? Tanner is a big guy. And but you're very soft spoken.
Yeah.
Is that part of the mystique?
No, I just get that a lot. I think my voice is just underdeveloped probably.
Well, the rest of you is pretty big, your guy. So we want to ramp him up as much as possible. Tanner, you have had your more than 15 minutes of fame right here. And hitting the
but I didn't ask for it. That's
no, sure. And but I am really glad you decided to come on today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
To kind of clear up some things. Tell us who Tanner Rice is.
So I own a jiu-jitsu school here in Reading.
Uh-huh.
And me and my brothers. My dad started it about 10 years ago. I teach full time. I teach kids, cops, adults, elderly, you know.
Let's talk about you. Let's talk about, are you a local guy?
Yes, I was born and raised in Reading.
Okay.
I live in Cottonwood my entire life, but yeah, Reading.
Okay, and where'd you go to school?
I went to Shasta, but then I went to homeschool.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And so when did you, you graduate from high school? And...
Yeah, I graduated from high school, and then I just went straight to teaching full-time.
Okay. So you're not very old.
I'm 27.
Oh, okay. Well, you are. Okay, 10 years. Okay, yeah, you're right. Yeah. It's been 10 years like yeah. that. So your dad is started this.
Yeah, so he so when UFC like kind of came out in the 90s, early 90s, he was already doing karate quite mm-hmm. a bit, and so he was already kind of a fan of martial arts. So mm-hmm. he actually owned, I don't know if you remember, Bargain Bin that was kind of around in Reading for a long time. It was in Reading, Cottonwood, Eureka. Anyway, it was a hardware store.
Okay.
Yeah, so he owned a chain of hardware stores, and he was in Cottonwood working, but, you know, he would invite friends over and just, like, beat each other up in the back of the hardware store just for fun, you know, with pads on and stuff.
Right.
And then this guy, John Dill, you know, he was pretty young at the time. He was a purple belt, and he walked into the back of the store, but he knew what the Gracies were doing in the UFC when it started. So he came in and obviously beat up everybody, including my dad, right? And that's how the whole thing started, was how it all began in Shasta County.
Because yours is Brazilian.
Yeah.
Jiu-jitsu. Mm-hmm. And I have one of the men that worked for me, my deputy, in fact, was into Brazilian Jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
And he worked with this guy out of L.A. And I will come up with his name here in a little bit, but he's been a stuntman in movies, red hair, and he's famous throughout, you know,
That's
as
awesome.
Far as mixed martial arts. And I'll come with it during the break. I'll find his name. But they had a big battle at a studio one time.
Oh, really?
With the Brazilian jiu-jitsu and other. It got violent.
Yeah.
Inside,
for sure.
Mine's better. Okay. Well, let's prove it.
Back in the day.
Back
like
in those
that.
Days,
yeah.
yeah. And they weren't in the ring. They were in the studios.
Yeah.
Battling it out. So this guy comes in and beats your dad up in the sense of.
Yeah, in like in a fashionable manner, right? So they,
right.
you know, they.
A new
thing, and he knew, because, like, obviously the UFC kind of blew up then, and everybody was watching this, like, these weird cage fights and people doing weird stuff to each other. So, and then, you know, after that, they just began training. John Dill had a house in Cottonwood, and they began training for years, 5 days a week, in the house in Cottonwood. They had a little studio there that he had in his house, and my dad learned there.
Okay, and about when was that?
Oh, man, I would have been, so...
In the
90s. UFC
yeah.
was 93, that's 93. When I was born. So they trained from 93 until, I want to say, like 2005, probably. And then they kind of slowed down. John got a little bit older, and he was also a airplane pilot.
Okay.
So he was busy, and he was gone a lot of the time, too. So, but my dad kept training with, mutual friends and stuff. So.
All right. And then... So then he decided to make the transition or just open up a studio?
So we helped a friend actually open up a studio, and then there was kind of a falling out there, and then we opened up our own. So my dad helped this guy open, and then, we kind of just decided to do our own thing.
Okay. Well, that happens sometimes.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
You get some alpha personalities out there.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody's got... Everybody's got their own way of doing
exactly.
things. Yeah, no, I've seen that before.
For sure.
When you get around a lot of alpha personalities, everybody's got to really, you've got to be able to, work together.
Yeah.
But in the civilian world, a lot of times you don't have to work together. You just go out in your own way.
Yeah.
So, okay. We're here with Tanner Rice. And what's the name of your studios?
Rice Brothers Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Okay. And we're going to take a quick break here. And we're going to come back with Tanner. And you're saying, okay, this is nice. Sounds like a nice young man. And if you don't read the papers, you probably don't know why Tanner's here. No, he wasn't arrested for anything.
Yeah.
But this portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Maxwell Insurance and Financial cover it all your financial and insurance needs under one roof. And I tell you what, Judy Maxwell is a veritable magician when it comes to finding insurance for people. And not only that, but she is also a financial expert, but she's got a whole division that handles that. And during these times when when the investment world is literally crazy, it's like a clown car. You're not sure what's going to come out next. Maximum Insurance Financial can keep you along that stable road. She's been helping families, seniors, business owners, veterans since 1993. Give her a call at 221-0441, and hopefully she'll be able to open up this Friday, as everybody is hoping to be able to open up, at 1378 Hilltop Drive, right next to Members First Credit Union. We'll be right back with Tanner Rice, 7:15 in the morning, 53 degrees out there, going up to 85. It's going to be a beautiful day.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision. Thankfully, it appears that Coachmaster Repair is an essential business and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coachmaster is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's always a rocky moment here. you know, Rocky the movie moment, or it's Rocky sometimes. KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567 is our phone number. It is the 5th Cinco de Mayo of May, and 7:20 in the morning, 53 degrees, and Clyde's Enterprises is bringing us this show, the original and still the best, specializing in home electronics, over 47 years in the business. Now, when I hope you've been using the smaller stores, our local stores, instead of going to the big box stores. Of course, the big box stores have been closed. Clyde's will find you the right TV, the right group of speakers, whether it's Sony, Samsung, LG, Klipp speakers, any of those. Over 32 years in the satellite business, your source for Dish Network. And, like I said, over 47 years in the business locally, owned and operated by Clyde Pierce. Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell Avenue, 221-4144. I'm here with Tanner Rice. And Tanner and his brother own the Rice Brothers Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu studio here in town. Now, we talked about Tanner a little bit and how he got into this and his father. And you closed down, like everybody else did.
Yeah, so we locked down on the 19th, I believe.
Of March 19th.
Of March, yeah.
March 19th. As did everybody, unless you were considered a, and you can't see me doing my air quotes, an essential business.
Yeah.
You know? It amazes me when I walked around and saw what was considered an essential business and what, you know, what wasn't considered an essential business. And I'm not the one that makes those decisions, but you kind of look around.
It was
and go,
a little funny, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, well, but you know what? You know, you got somebody's got to, you know,
for
make
sure
the decisions, and
yeah,
so they make a wide sweeping.
Mm-hmm.
Sue McClain, the lady that does our news and does it so wonderfully and has such a great personality, just walked back in with a box full of donuts. Bless you, Sue. And so Tanner, you shut down just like everybody else did.
Yeah, we did. Was there any
discussion about it? Did you just say, you know what?
There was discussion, of course. You know, mm-hmm. We're like, okay, we're in Redding, California. We're not in a, you know, huge city. There's not a lot of cases here in Shasta County.
But there were some.
There were some. And so we got a little, you know, obviously nervous. And so we shut down because, you know, obviously can't do jiu-jitsu without close contact. Right. So,
right.
You know, so we shut
down. And we had some early on deaths.
Yes.
And, I mean, it was nobody really knew where this was going.
Mm-hmm.
We had the doctor on that was treating the COVID-19.
Yeah.
And he was serious about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, his sister had it, too, back east. So, I mean, it was a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think anybody argued that at all.
Yeah, of course.
We hadn't faced anything like this.
Yeah.
Okay, we're shutting down.
Yeah, so we shut down, and, you know, it was actually interesting. My wife got a call. She had applied to go work at the hospital as, like, what are they called? The people that, like, clean the rooms after the surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And she applied, like, a year and a half ago, and it was actually interesting, you know, maybe it was fate, but, like, so we shut down. I think like 3 days later, she got a call to go in for that job. So now she's working at the hospital like 6 days a week. So I just had I have a 1-year-old, right? So, mm-hmm. You know, and I was working all day while my wife stayed at home, and we completely flip-flopped. So that was a little hard to get used to being a stay-at-home dad from
work. How old?
She's 14 months. Yeah, so it was.
They need a little attention.
Yeah, it was an eye-opener experience. A little frustrating for me, but, you know, it's getting better now. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. I can imagine.
You know,
because your life just turned upside down.
Yeah, it was just flip-flop for sure.
Yeah. Okay, and then as time went on, I'm not going to put words in your mouth. So tell me kind of your thought process, you and your brother.
Well, so, you know, we were trying to contact our landlord and obviously see if we can get some sort of break until we were allowed to open again, right? And that was not in sight, especially back then. That was nowhere to be seen as far as, like, the phases go for opening. So, you know, we were, like, trying to talk to our landlord. Our landlord is actually raising rent next month, regardless if we would have opened or not. Right. So
now you're down in Cypress Square Shopping Center.
Yeah.
And you're the guy that bought that down there.
So he won't even talk to us, like, on the even on the phone. He you know, he'll make us go through the management service, right? So we talk to him, management service talks to the actual landlord, and, you know, they didn't give us any break at all. So, you know, they're actually raising it in June. And so we had to make a decision, like, okay, we're going to sit here and lose, like, close to $4,100, $4,200 a month, just, you know, monthly, or we can open our doors. So once it was safe, we thought it was safe to do that. And obviously we're not forcing anyone to come in. We opened our doors.
Okay. Now, did you I applied for the different programs here. So I could, you know, because everybody's taking a hit here. I mean, everybody's taking a hit.
For sure.
So did you apply for any of the programs like that?
We did. We applied for the disaster loan, PPP, and the stimulus.
Okay. Did you get any of them?
No.
You haven't gotten any of them?
No.
Not, you didn't get the PPP?
Uh-uh.
And so, wow.
Yeah. It was frustrating, but then it was like, okay, so now the landlord and, the you know, none of this, the government's not helping, obviously, so, I mean, whether or not they're trying or not, I understand there's a lot of people in the world. But, you know, obviously we had to make a decision like, okay, you know, we built this for 10 years to what it's at. We have a lot of students, you know, and, you know, they don't want to pay for Zoom classes. You can't do jiu-jitsu over Zoom. So, you know, so it was like, okay.
It's hard to grasp and throw yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, you can do it, but I mean, that's part of learning how to fall. And
you might look like you have mental issues at that point, but hey, you know, but yeah, so we decided to open because, you know, we had a choice. We had a choice to lay down and die or to, you know.
If we're going to die, let's go out fighting.
Exactly. That's exactly what I said. So.
Oh, was it? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So.
Well, I've heard that before someplace. Okay. So you decided to open up. What did you do to keep your students safe?
So we obviously asked everyone. We sent out group texts first, like, okay, if you've been in contact or at all with anyone that's been sick, or if your little boy or girl is sick, just don't come in, right?
And, okay.
You know, and then we kept, you know, obviously we've been cleaning. Like, I don't really even feel like a jiu-jitsu instructor right now. I feel like a janitor. So we've been cleaning nonstop. And everybody's been fine. So, you know, this is only the second week, of course, but, you know.
Had the people come back.
Yeah. You know, the kids' class was our biggest class. So we were running like 40 or 50 kids a day. I understand people are protective over their kids, and we expected the hit to be in the kids' class. So now we're only having like 10 to 15 kids, but the adults, obviously, we're all locked inside. They can't lift weights. You know, Redding's a big CrossFit kind of town, you know, and a lot of those guys have came and trained. So the adults' classes have actually been bigger than normal.
Well, you're the only, you're kind of like the only show in town right now. So,
yeah.
But you've got mainly your regular customers.
Yeah.
And less kids, because I can kind of understand that.
Of course.
But if I had two or three kids at home, I think I'd have them down there beating each other up for an hour.
Exactly. And that's, you know, we have some hardcore, like, parents that have been with us from the beginning that are supporting us.
Now, when you say you sanitize things,
tell me
how that looks. Because you've got a lot of mats out there, do you provide the geese for everybody, or they
bring
clothing
their own
for everybody?
Geese. Okay. So we bring their geese. They bring the geese, and we ask them, like, hey, don't use the same gi without washing it, right? You have to wash it.
Right.
Because we have three classes a day, so they can obviously train more times than once a day.
Right.
So
they should be wearing a fresh one each time they come
gi,
in.
Fresh gi, and, you know, I'm kind of... I am soft-spoken, but I can be a jerk to people. So if I think that they smell bad or, like, you know, that you change or you're coughing and you sound sick, then I'm just going to ask you to leave.
You take temperatures or anything like that? Or do you?
Yeah, so we started to, but then it was, like, it was getting hard because, you know, people ride their bikes and run there. So I'm like, okay, this guy, like, how do I check this guy's temperature? You know what I mean? Like, I'm not a doctor. So, you know, the guy's running from his house to the gym, and I was like, all right, well.
And you can take, as pointed out to us on one of the shows, that you can take certain, you know, Tylenol or aspirin and lower your temperature anyway.
Yeah.
But, okay, so you're kind of relying on I trust you, you trust me type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I trust you to clean those mats, so I'm not rolling around in somebody else's
sweat from the day
and everything.
Before, yeah.
Right. Okay, we've got to take a break here, and I'm going to talk about how you sanitize the mats because it sounds like you're really going at it from what I read. And trying to keep everything there as just as clean as possible in between classes. This portion of the show, and we talked about it earlier, is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, a better-known business that's been here for over 25 years, and they've built up just an outstanding business taking care of HVAC systems, any type of heating or cooling systems. Their people have gone through extensive training. I can tell you that they've been taking care of our HVAC systems for, 8-10 years now. And I have never had a problem with Alliance Heating and Air. They show up on time. They do the job. They explain everything that they've done. They're going to change the filters in your system there. They're going to make sure your air ducts are working correctly. They're going to make sure your thermostat's working correctly. They can even, if you're looking for on-demand hot water, which I tell you what, is if you don't have on-demand hot water, you may want to take a look at that. That is absolutely fabulous. And Alliance Heating and Air can do all of that. So give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website, homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back after the 7:30 break with Tanner Rice.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country. Harping on the wars we fight and griping about the way things ought to be. And I don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things they believe in. When they're running down my country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567 is our phone number if you want to call in. And you can see us, you can get in our chat room at KCNR1460.com. And we are Facebooking this live today, so if you want to see what Bryce Tanner looks like and see the studios or just kind of watch us as we go along through here, feel free to jump into Free Fire Radio on Facebook. This portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. Orchard Nutrition is practicing the of course, they're open. And one of the reasons they're open is that to help fight this, you've got to stay healthy. And they have incredible service down there and the types of foods that can help keep you healthy. All their produce is 100% organic from the ground to the processing, all of it, 100% organic. The supplements, the vitamins, the experts down there that you can ask questions to. Also, you can have curbside service. You call in your order. They fill it. You pay for it over the phone. You come down and you pick it up. You don't even have to get out of your car if that concerns you. But Orchard Nutrition, here since 1982, won Best in the North State so many times, they retired the belt and gave it to them. That's Orchard Nutrition in the Cypress Square Shopping Center where the Tanner Brothers Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu studio is at. Yeah. And I'm here with Tanner Rice, one of the brothers. Tanner, you opened up. Your students came back because they felt like they could make that decision.
Yeah.
And that, too, if they wanted to work out down there, they were adults, or yeah, they believed that their kids could come back.
Mm-hmm. So they all have the decision to come in, and we supported if they wanted to stay home. It's totally understandable. I understand these are scary times, but if they wanted to come in, our doors were open as long as you were, you know, clean and not sick or hadn't been around people that are sick.
And that's what you told people?
Yeah.
Okay. So what's happened since you've opened up?
So like everyone probably that tried to open up, I think, we got a letter from the health department, right? Asking nicely. It wasn't like a aggressive letter asking us. It would be considerate if you shut your doors, right? And so I was like, okay, well, obviously we've made this decision already. We're going to, you know, obviously stay open. And so yesterday, it was actually kind of interesting. So I had just met with actually a bunch of local business owners. We were talking to a lawyer in Stockton. And anyway, it went really well. The lawyer was like positive and like, you know, was sure like, yeah, this is illegal. If they try to shut you down or fine you, it's illegal. So anyway, that gave me some confidence. So I go back to the gym and my younger brother Matthew had been teaching class. And so right after the class, a sergeant walks in from the police department. And, you know, he's like, hey, can I talk to you? I was like, yeah, let's talk outside. So we ended up talking. He was super supportive. You know, a lot of people don't know, but we let the RPD use our mats, twice a month for free. They just come in, use their mats. They do their training. And we have obviously police officers that train with us. So anyway, he's like, hey, listen, he's like, I'm super supportive of what you're doing. And I was sent here to warn you, like they might start giving you $1,000 fines per day, right? I'm like, oh, really? So, you know, I was like, all right.
My eyes just went open.
Yeah, and then so I was like, okay. And he's like, okay. And if you don't comply after that, they might try to pull your business license. Right? So I'm like, okay, well.
So it's a stage then. There's different stages. One,
yeah,
they write you the letter. Two, somebody comes by.
Mm-hmm. And then
the third one is a citation.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll see how it goes. We're going to.
When did the policeman visit you?
Yesterday, around 11:30.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, right. Yeah, so he waited about 3 business days after the letter was sent out. And
okay.
Then he was sent. But, like, you know, like I said, he was super nice. Obviously, he knows that we're supportive of law enforcement, and he was supportive of us.
He's got a job to do.
He has a job to do, and whether there's like that gray area for them. They're in a rough spot too, right?
Police
like,
in a real rough spot
on
this one.
So they don't know.
I know that Bill Shuler said, I do not want to get involved in this thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I talked to Bill Schulert as well. He called me after I got the letter. I was like, listen, like, we weren't going to shut you down or anything, but now it's like headline news. And I was like, well,
That brings me, okay, so continue.
And I didn't really, honestly, I didn't want it to be, so it was actually interesting. Record Searchlight did a write-up on us, and the way he found out we were open is he just drove by, and he asked to do the thing. I was like, yeah, whatever, you can, you know. I didn't really think anything would come from it, and then now it's like worldwide where people are like, oh, I'm going to open my gym too, because he opened his gym, other jiu-jitsu schools that were kind of in close contact. But anyway, I was like, all right, well, this has gotten a lot bigger than I thought it was going to get, obviously, so... We just wanted to open our doors and run business is all.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. JD, good morning. Hello,
hey,
JD. You're on live.
Hey. First time caller, long time listener. How are you today?
Hey, we're great. Thanks for calling in.
Absolutely. Hey, yeah, I have a question for Tanner Rice.
Yeah, what's up, JD?
Tanner, with the whole shutdown, what does this mean for people who are trying to get promoted to the next belt level? When
sounds to me like you know JD.
Get off the phone, JD.
Okay, you guys have a good day.
Thanks a lot, JD.
Forward, John.
Okay, yeah, thanks, JD.
Oh my God, he's
okay.
A student there.
And yeah, obviously, yeah. Oh no, I get phone calls from usually, and I'm usually our guest. Sometimes they just put their head down. Other times, like you, start laughing.
Yeah.
So you did. You know what? So somebody drove by. Mm-hmm. And from the Record Searchlight, say, can I do a story about you opening up? When you look back at it now, would you have said, well, you know what, I prefer you don't?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, probably, because we've obviously gotten a lot of heat from this, you know, and a ton of positive, though. Like, it's been, the majority have actually been really positive. You get those few haters that, like, oh, you're killing people to line your own pockets. I'm like, no, like, obviously you have no idea why I'm doing this, but anyway. So,
do you feel like you're taking a stand? Do you think that? I mean, you're doing this as you explained earlier. I mean, this is your life, this is your business, this is what you poured. You and your brother have poured yourselves into. And if you didn't open up, and you haven't gotten anything from the government, any assistance that way? And so you firmly believed that you would lose everything if you didn't open up.
Yeah, because even now, like, we don't know what's going to happen this week. I mean, we might be forced to shut down, right? So so it still might happen. Yeah, so, you know, regardless of, like, I just think that it didn't turn into me. I didn't want it to turn into me making a stand, right? I just wanted to go, okay, we're just going to open our business. What the chief told me, he was like, honestly, we got calls the first day, people complaining that you were open, right? No, which surprised me. But at the same time, most people were supportive. And he was like, we weren't going to do anything about it, but now it's headline news, and you're kind of backing me into a corner, is what he said. So I'm like,
that's true.
I'm like, yeah, I can see that. And I told him exactly what I just told you. I'm like, I didn't mean for this to happen. You know what I mean? It just happened. So, you know, if I could go back to your question, if I could go back and probably say and just keep it quiet and kind of just under the radar, I would definitely said no to the Record Searchlight.
I thought it was a good article.
Yeah, it was great.
And I thought it was a fair article.
Yeah, that guy has done articles on us before. And
who was
athletes.
It, Benda?
Or no, somebody it was Ethan.
Else?
Ethan.
Ethan.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, he brought out, you know, why you were doing it, and what you were doing to keep the your studio clean, and how things, you know, were working there.
Mm-hmm.
But it was still, when I saw that, I thought that you just put your, you know, you might as well just be waving a red flag at the government right now.
For sure. Yeah, and we got that. And so now it's turned into something way bigger than we expected. But, you know, we're just going to go with it and for as long as we can.
Do you feel like a symbol of what's happening with now MoDoc County opened up? And two others, I think Toole County and is that a place, Toole? Toole County. And Sutter County are opening up other places. You're starting to see them are starting to just say, hey, look, if I don't open up, we're finished.
So I know Jim's House opened. That's a CrossFit gym. And that they're on Hartnell. They opened, and then North State is a huge CrossFit gym, and they just opened yesterday.
Is that right?
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's down the street from us. So, okay. You know, people are obviously following, and like, you know, CrossFit isn't grappling with each other, like, but you're still you're sweating all over the same equipment, and you know what I mean? It's impossible to stay perfectly, you know, clean, but anyway.
Here's a, before we take our break, and hey, Rich, we'll get to you right after the break. I do not believe the government has a right to require business closures. Informed people should be able to make informed decisions and take the risks they are comfortable with. That's one of the comments we're getting here. And it's MODOC, Yuba, and Sutter counties that declared themselves open, and now the governor is going to open up more businesses on Friday. Now, I don't know if...
grappling with each other is not on that list.
It's not on that list.
No, it's not.
Okay. I'm here with Tanner Rice of the Rice Brothers Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. And when we come back, Rich, we'll let you ask your question. And then I want Tanner to explain to people the difference between Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and another, you know, other kinds.
Okay.
And why it's become so prevalent out here in the United States and all over the world. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. You know, Bastiani Arms, locally owned, locally operated, and this is the only place I would think of buying a gun. And he's got all the accessories that I need, all the ammo, all the different things that I need to be able to enjoy the sport of shooting. And the only thing I need is a Reading Gun Club to be opened up again so I can go down there and shoot, so I don't have to go out in empty fields in town and shoot, which really upsets people. The customer service is just outstanding, and if you can ask them anything, their gunsmithing is just outstanding also. Bastiani Arms, locally owned, locally operated. Go on down there if you haven't been down there and see what's going on at Bastiani Arms. We'll be right back after these messages. 55 degrees out there, going up to 84 today, 7:46 in the morning. And Rich, you're up next.
This is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
In these uncertain times, do you need a much-needed break from cooking? If so, let Mary's Pizza Shack take care of you with their to-go delivery, curbside pickup. Mary's is offering to-go beer and wine at a special discounted rate. And as always, they have their famous pizza, pasta, soups, and salads. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. From Mary's family to yours, please be safe.
The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes.
I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and it is the 5th of May, Cinco de Mayo, but I don't see a bunch of celebrations out there, which is way too bad, because have you ever been in Mexico during Cinco de Mayo? I'm like, you know, of course, I go to Mexico occasionally back in the day, and Ensenada, Encinitas, and Cinco de Mayo down there was huge with Americans. The locals didn't, you know, they made a lot of money off Cinco de Mayo because the Americans came across the border. It's 55 degrees and it's going to go up to 84 today. It's going to be a beautiful day tomorrow. Start and get hot Thursday, Friday, and Saturday though. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is one of those ones that stood up fast and helped a whole lot of people when this thing first started with the PPP and other things that they were doing. You know, I'm very proud of the fact that they are community-oriented. They're locally owned. People on their board of directors are local people, and they know how to support our local community. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com or stop by 1845 California Street, right down from Jack's, or in the O'Reilly Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. They're still moving local dreams forward. I'm here with Tanner Rice of the Rice Brothers Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu studio that opened up. Had an article in the paper, which has kind of focused attention on him, but this has gone worldwide. Mm-hmm. That here's a business that it's not kind of like books or things. You guys are grabbing each other. You're grappling. I mean, you're learning, you know, learning your techniques, learning all these things, but it's close body contact. So you're going to be sweating. I mean, this is everything that the government is saying don't do.
Yeah, and, you know, We did our best to, you know, follow the rules as long as possible. So.
Yeah, and, you know, you're sanitizing the place and all this,
yeah,
but it comes down to a lot of businesses. Either I roll over my business, mm-hmm. or I've got to make a decision here, and your decision was we've got to open up.
Yeah.
We've got to start doing something. I didn't get anything from the government. You know, I applied for everything. I haven't seen anything yet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Rich, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Hey. Good for you, Tanner, for opening up, although you did it out of survival, which unfortunately a lot of people didn't have the cojones to do because they were afraid of somebody coming in and giving them a ticket. But let me say something for you, Tanner. Please keep the Reading Patriots on Facebook apprised of your situation. I'm part of a core group of people who are keeping our local officials at bay politically and lawfully, so that they don't come down and put their boots on our necks like is happening in a lot of places in this country. We will show up to your hearings, to your court dates. If you have to get to that point, we will show up and support you. Remember, the district attorney has to actually prosecute any criminal charges, and I honestly don't think that will happen. There's too many ramifications here. So what will happen is the health department will cite you under state code of regulations and then they'll shift you over to the administrative side of things, okay? And which is unconstitutional, by the way. And the administrative hearings usually happen at the DMV building here in town for most state departments. So if you get cited into an administrative court, let us know. We are going to show up and support you. And good for you for staying open. You provide an essential service. Everybody who is supported by our capitalist economy, by default, is essential. Because if you're not essential, you would not exist. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. I appreciate the kind words.
Yeah, Rich, and you know, the other thing, too, the only ones, you know, I mean, I see non-essential businesses being shut down, so that obviously includes the our Assembly and our Senate down in Sacramento and our House of Representatives and the Senate in Washington, D.C. You might want to ask yourself about that.
Yeah.
and they get paid every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
They get paid every 2 weeks, whether they're there or not.
Mm-hmm.
Their people get paid every 2 weeks, whether they're or not, unless they've laid off some. I don't know if they've laid off any.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you quickly explain Brazilian jiu-jitsu when people hear this?
Yeah. So it's, you know, most fights have end up on the ground, like street fights, right? And so, you know, that's when jiu-jitsu starts. And there's a lot of takedowns in jiu-jitsu. But it's using the other person's leverage against them. So a smaller guy, if he knows what he's doing, can beat a lot bigger guy, right? But, mm-hmm. you know, obviously times have changed. If the bigger guy knows as much as the little guy, the bigger guy's still probably going to win, right? But, you know, it's using the other person's leverage and momentum against them.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We've only got like 3 or 4 minutes left. So something Rich said, it's got to go over to the DA.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the DA wants to get involved in this either. There are certain things that are brought up, but their plate is so full.
Yeah.
Now, the other question somebody just asked today, and it was a good question, was, okay, they've cited me for this, and then it's lifted.
Yeah.
Am I, you know, I was not breaking the law. I was paying my taxes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing all those things, paying my people, paying my taxes. Okay, they said it was illegal, so I started early. And now it's open again. It's no longer against the law. Am I still, you know, going to be held responsible for this?
Me and my dad were just talking about that yesterday. I had that same question. I was like, what if they do open in 2 weeks and I was fined every day that I was open, right? Do I still have to pay the whatever amount of money? You know what I mean? So I was like, oh, I don't know.
Well, I noticed that what they've done is they've taken, you know, the 420s and all that kind of stuff has gone you know, people that are arrested for things are letting them out of jail and all this because the laws changed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of, I think, what would happen. I don't think it'll get to that with you. Let's go to the phones. Brian, we just got like a minute and a half left.
Okay. Hey, good to talk to you guys. Jiu-Jitsu Black Belt here in Arkansas. And a question for Tanner would just be like, how do you deal with like the negative perceptions from your members? Like, we've experienced that a little bit. We're in a similar situation.
Yeah.
And a lot of people support us going back, but even some of our own members are like, hey, we saw these 12 people on a boat. They need to go to jail.
So we had two families and one adult that said some pretty harsh words. I don't need to say it on the radio. But, you know, and we responded being completely supportive, like, hey, I understand. Stay home and stay safe. They said that we were money hungry and all of these things, and you don't care about, you know, other people, just yourself. And I'm like, okay, well. And I was like, that was going to happen. But the majority, out of 110-plus students, we had, you know, two families and one adult. So, honestly, man, I say that you're going to get hate no matter what. That's what I've learned from this. No matter if you're trying to do the right thing or not, you know, even Jesus has haters, right? So it's like you can't, you know, you can't possibly escape it. So I say go for it anyway, and you're going to lose people no matter what, I think.
Okay, Brian, thanks a lot. Did you say you were calling from Arkansas?
Yes, sir.
Hey, well, thanks for listening.
That's where my dad was born, actually.
Yeah, oh, okay.
You.
Thanks a lot, Brian. So I think everybody's facing this. Arkansas and other states, you know, they've been shutting down. And that's the other thing, too. You see other states that did not shut down. Anyway, Tanner Rice, Rice Brothers, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, he opened up not to make a statement, but just to keep his business going so he doesn't lose everything that you all have invested in this over the last 10 years. Good luck out there.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot for coming on today, too, yeah. Tanner. You seem like a real nice man. Of course, for an hour that I see you, I mean, you could be going out at night doing weird things, but I know you're not. Just by the things you've said. You're getting a lot of support here in our chat room, too, and I think you've got a lot of support out there.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, when we come back, we've got Mike Michalak from the Fly Shop, and he's going to be talking about what this has done to tourism up here in the North State, the CV-19 and the shelter in place.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump has just departed the White House on his first significant trip in weeks.
So I'm leaving for Arizona. We're going to be at the Honeywell plant, which is doing great work for us.
Mr. Trump will tour the facility that's manufacturing N95 masks to protect healthcare workers from the coronavirus. President says he's not allowing Dr. Anthony Fauci to testify before a House panel because, in Mr. Trump's words, the House is a setup. The House is a bunch of Trump haters.
They frankly want our situation to be unsuccessful, which means death. And our situation is going to be very successful.
So the government's lead infectious disease expert will not be appearing before House lawmakers.
But Dr. Fauci will be testifying in front of the Senate, and he looks forward to doing that.
California, among a growing number of states planning to ease virus-related restrictions, specific businesses will be allowed to reopen with certain limitations in place as soon as Friday. Democrats and Republicans still bickering about whether the Senate should have been reconvened this week.
Democrat Dick Durbin of Illinois complained that the Senate was only back in session
because the majority leader has brought us back to Washington against medical advice.
Republican John Cornyn of Texas says, like many other Americans, lawmakers are an essential member of the American workforce.
And we need to do our jobs. We know how to do this safely.
Both Democrats and Republicans also keenly aware the confirmation of Trump judicial nominees can only proceed with the Senate in session. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
Slammed by the coronavirus, the U.S. economy, its service sector contracted for the first time in a decade. The rally rolls on Wall Street. The Dow up 341 points, the S&P better by 44, and the NASDAQ up 148. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
India reporting its biggest daily jump in coronavirus cases and fatalities with about 200 deaths over 24 hours. The BBC's Divya Arya is in Delhi.
India has been appreciated for implementing a lockdown very early into the spread of the pandemic, but criticized for one of the lowest testing levels across the world. So now as the testing levels are being increased, the numbers are also increasing. The health ministry has been asserting that the curve has been flattening. They have also said that the recovery rate is much better. But as we can now see, the deaths have suddenly started climbing up, ironically, as India has started to ease its lockdown.
An alliance of world leaders pledging $8 billion for attempts to develop a coronavirus vaccine. The U.S. and Russia notably absent from that group. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. One isolated East Coast community keeping an eye on the coronavirus from a distance.
Accessible only by plane or boat, Tangier Island in the Chesapeake Bay has reported zero cases of the coronavirus. But the virus is now as close as it can get without crossing the water. Though its one school and two churches have closed, life has continued at a level of normalcy that much of the nation lost weeks ago. The small fishing community's mayor says its seclusion has made it a safe haven. But the community's protective isolation could also be its undoing if the coronavirus comes ashore. Disease can spread fast in the close-knit community, which hasn't had a full-time doctor in half a century. Keith Peters reporting.
Venezuelan President Maduro claims authorities arrested a couple of U.S. citizens among a group of so-called mercenaries. The arrest coming a day after an alleged beach raid purportedly aimed at capturing the socialist leader. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567 is our phone number. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment during the month of March, which is going into the month of May. I think it's March 68th today or something like that. Good morning. It is the 5th of May, Cinco de Mayo, 8:05 in the morning. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Care and compassion, community and courage. The four C's at our Shasta Regional Medical Center. What's the weather look like, Ashley?
If you liked what you saw yesterday, good, because you're getting that today and probably tomorrow also. We are looking at a few more clouds today than tomorrow with a beautiful sunset in store for us. But things are going to be heating up later this week. We're looking at a high of 98 on Friday, 96 on Saturday. We're dropping down to the lower 90s by Mother's Day this weekend.
Okay, and weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans and does a tremendous amount for our community. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Some of the comments in the chat room, Oasis Fun Center is open. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. It's at outside activities only. Oh, good. Legal advice from Carl and a State of Jefferson member. What could go wrong? I love that. And then Sungo says, you're free to seek legal advice elsewhere. Carl provides the program. And the next comment was, Sungo politely and passive-aggressively flips the bird to another listener. I like it. Hey, and you're right. You know what? Legal advice. I'm not a lawyer. And the opinions you hear on the show, as we point out right at the beginning, are mine. I try to use common sense in the things I say and things that I believe. Having talked, you know, much more than most people have one-on-one.
Terry did just call, and he wanted to clarify that the Reading Patriots do not give legal advice.
Yeah, that's right. They do not give legal advice. Okay, hey, I am here with a friend, and a longtime friend. And a longtime member of this community, much longer than I've been here. And his name's Mike Michalak. And he and his beautiful wife, Bertha, own a small place called The Fly Shop, which just happens to be a worldwide international enterprise. So good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Carl. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. I have a bottle of Corona on my desk. I mentioned one day that the Corona beer factory had shut down. And then, I mean, that morning, somebody delivered a quart of Corona beer to me. And it's been sitting there for a special occasion. Maybe this is the day.
Maybe this is the day. I think that a Corona party, or certainly, you know, as we look forward to, to the end of all of these changes, or the beginning of the end.
Beginning of the end.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the definition of frustration is anger turned inward. Everyone talks about how frustrated they are with what's going on. I know my staff, my friends, my business associates, everyone I talk to, they're just, you know, not knowing when this is all going to be in the rearview mirror is probably the most difficult part of dealing with coronavirus.
I think it is. You know, we all owe something to each other. That's part of that. You know, I hate to keep saying it, but it's true. What we owe each other, that social contract, to try and keep each other safe, do the right things. But there's got to be an ending to it that makes, you know, that is kind of definitive. I mean, what we're hearing is that the CV-19 is going to be here for months. They kept saying is that the death toll would, you know, peak on this certain day, and now they're saying they're moving it back to July, and then they're saying it could come back through again. We can't just keep everything shut down.
Well, the question is whether whoever they is, really know what they're talking about. And of course, that's the answer. I was listening to the earlier part of your show with Tanner, and I think that everyone has to answer those questions for themselves. Certainly, you know, I look at my family, my health, my priorities. My priorities are my health, my family, my business, my friends. You know, and it puts it in perspective when I listen to Tanner. You know, he's talking about a group of clients that, you know, pretty much they're there for each other. I think it's relatively insignificant when you look at those nationwide hotspots. The places that flared up were those places where there was suddenly, you know, at the early onset, a tremendous amount of human traffic. Sun Valley, Idaho, little tiny place that I love. It was, you know, a hot spot. Vail, Colorado, a hot spot. Why? These people that, you know, 2 months ago, these people were sitting on ski lifts next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was to be expected. You look at the numbers and that you see in, you know, in Northern California. And surprisingly, Humboldt County has, 54 or 56, whatever, you know, double the number of deaths that we have here in Shasta County. Modoc County with 9,000 people or whatever, you know, has virtually none.
Well, they have zero cases and all that, but they've been distancing, social distancing for 150 years up there. I mean, this is a way of life up there. You know, if you see four of them together at one time, it's got to be some kind of ranchers meeting
or a bar.
Or a bar.
Yeah, exactly.
You've been there too.
Yeah.
And Alturas has got there's one movie theater in the whole county. So you understand where they're coming from. For you, your business, of course, the fly shop, fishing tends to be a more of a solitary business. Or am I wrong?
Social
about that?
Distancing.
Social distancing.
Social distancing. You know, I think about camping in the United States. It's very interesting because we travel, Bertha and I and my staff, we travel all over the world as part of our business. I think about how other people camp. As an example, if you go to Argentina, the people from Buenos Aires go to a campgrounds and they camp as close as they can to each other. They could literally use half the tent pegs because their tents could be one, you know, use one to the other. When we camp, when myself, my friends, everyone I know, we camp, we move into Adina campgrounds or whatever improved or unimproved campgrounds that there are regionally. You try to get as far away from the next guy as you can. You look around through the campgrounds and find the most distant, the most isolated campsite that there is. Fly fishing, which is what I do. You know, you better not stand close because you're going to get
me. Not with me.
Well, you're going to get a fly line wrapped around your nose or whatever. So, you know, it's the social distancing is a part of our life. Outdoor recreation, there's different kinds of outdoor recreation, but the type of outdoor recreation that I'm involved in, social distancing is the norm. It's the rule, not the exception.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break here and come back. We want to talk tourism, and let's just face it, one of our largest income generators is tourism up here in Northern California, and talk a little bit about that when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers, and when I say Home Helpers, I talk about Sharon Clark. She started this business 16 years ago, literally off her kitchen table. And now has grown into the premier care facility in Northern California, maybe anywhere in California. When I say facility, meaning that she helps people, that her people there are well-trained. They've all gone through all the background checks. But the main thing is the training they've had there. And she's out there to help people, whether it's 2 hours a day, 24 hours a day, a couple days a week, or 7 days a week. And during this time when so many people are doing the sheltering in place, she has picked up the speed and the amount of people that she is helping with hers. If you've got somebody that needs some assistance, give Sharon a call. She'll give you a personal consultation. When this thing lifts, it'll be in-home, but she'll talk to you. She'll come up with a plan that works for you, how she can help. That's Sharon Clark. You can learn more at readyandhomehelpers.com or give them a call at 226-8350. Just remember, there's no place like home, and that's where Sharon wants to keep your loved ones, in their homes where they're comfortable and safer. We'll be right back with Mike Michalak of the Fly Shop, and 8:15 in the morning here, 57 degrees.
Throwing back what we could fry, drowning worms and killing time, nothing too ambitious. She ain't even thinking about what's really going on right now, but I guarantee this memory's a big one, and she thinks we're just fishing.
Let's see, coffee, got it. Radio dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Federal law requires the state and county to provide law enforcement services to all, even land held in trust for Native Americans. Our security team has worked cooperatively with Shasta County Sheriff's Office since we first opened our current casino. Redding Rancheria looks forward to maintaining our cooperative relationship with the local government leaders. We are ready to sit down with the county or the city to negotiate law enforcement services agreement for our casino relocation project. Let's work together. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is the second generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers in our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Shut up and fish. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567 is our phone number. Today, the 5th of May, 8:19 in the morning, 55 degrees, going up to 84 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, of course. And this portion of the show brought to you by River Common Senior Living, not assisted living, senior living. You know what? You're tired of having to fight your way in and hook it out with somebody over a roll of toilet paper at the garbage disposal. Was backed up. All these things are happening. And you know what? You want an easier, more beautiful life. Give River Common Senior Living a call at 238-5981, and you can worry less, smile more. They would do a personalized tour, but that's not happening right now. But you can talk to Brian at 238-5981. Gourmet chefs, pet friendly. They've got it all there. It's the premier retirement community in Northern California. All right, we're here with Mike Michalak. He and his wife Bertha own the Fly Shop, and they've been in. How long has Fly Shop been around?
43 years.
43 years. It's an interesting on how you picked this area. Would you mind sharing that with us? Because you were a pretty successful businessman before the Fly Shop.
Well, everyone goes through these different iterations in life. Myself, when I was a child. My family brought me up here. We vacationed in Dunsmuir. We fished the upper Sacramento. We hunted in Modoc County for deer. I've been an outdoors person, a hunter, a fisherman, an outdoors person all my life. And I've always loved it here. One of those things that when I grow up, this is where I'm going to be. And I moved to Redding in 1978. I had a young partner, Brad Jackson, local.
Mm-hmm.
Local now, but we moved here from Humboldt County together, me with my family, Brad, and opened the Fly Shop. It began as something that I didn't expect to grow into what it has become. It was a business card, something that I could take with me to the Exchange Club and to Rotary. While I realized and researched what it is that I thought the rest of my life might become. But I chose to live in Shasta County. I remember a girl that I dated years ago, and I found out that she was adopted, and it was a surprise. And she says, I was chosen. And I always thought it was a wonderful way to put it. But she said she was picked out. She wasn't, some random
birth.
Exactly.
she
was very proud of it, and I thought that was her parents had done a great job of explaining it to her.
Yeah. Now the Fly Shop has grown over the 43 years, and you're an international business. I mean, you literally take people and book people throughout the world, Argentina to Russia, and every spot in between. People come to fish and new places and all this. So you have built this business so that that people count on being able to come out with you and your people.
Yes, but there are three prongs, three points of the trident of our business. One part of it is our retail business, which is split into two different parts, the local and the walk-in business, and there are literally tens of thousands of people that come to the Fly Shop each year and walk in the front door. But the other part of it is our mail order. We send out about 250,000 178-page four-color catalogs each January. So that's a big part of our business. And the second portion of the business is our guide service in private waters. We have 15 young men who independent contractors who have dedicated their adult lives to taking people out and having fun. And that's a real
They make a living wage.
Oh, they make more than
a living wage.
They make a good wage. And okay. They earn every penny of it. Our guides average about slightly more than 200 days apiece. We do roughly over 3,000 guided days regionally each year. And that's the second portion of the business. And the third part, that is the most glamorous part that you and I spend most of our time talking about, is the travel business, which, you know, very few people in Shasta County really pay much attention to, but it's the largest part of our business, and that's international angling travel, fly fishing travel throughout the world. And, you know, different parts of those businesses, of that business right now, are the parts that suffer. Obviously, no one wants to travel. You know, I don't want to travel, and you know, the
airlines have noticed that.
Absolutely,
nobody wants to travel.
Nobody yeah. wants to travel. Wants to get on a plane with, you know, somebody else. You know, they're rude part of the time anyway. We think of it as, you know, a circulating petri dish. You know,
yeah.
And anyway, so and how soon that's going to change, but at the same time. We all of us are changing our own opinion on a daily basis as to, you know, what all of this encompasses, what it means. Will we ever respond the same way should something like this happen again? And the answer in my mind at this point is I don't think so.
The tourism up here in Shasta County is huge. It's not, I don't think it's the largest income generator, of course. I think we were talking during the break and medical, of course, the hospitals and medical care up here. But we don't have as many industries as we used to. We don't have the logging. We don't have some of the other things that were happening. So, but tourism, how big is that in your estimate? I mean, you've got your fingers on the pulse of these things.
Tourism is huge. Tourism is very, very important to Shasta, Tehama, Trinity, you know, all of the northern counties. We rely very heavily on, you know, our community relies on bed taxes. They rely on outside income, you know, to help generate, like you said, that money that's been lost to the deterioration of other traditional industries. And, you know, our community, our civic leaders do a credible job. And I know that they work as hard as they can to try to bring in, you know, new businesses, new different, you know, as best they can. It's difficult.
It is difficult. Where do you see the, now that the governor has gone into step two, does that step two, shouldn't that be one of your businesses that you should be able to open up then?
Well, actually, you know, excuse me. I read the paper. It looks as though step two or step three or whatever. I'm as confused as the next guy about what all this entails. I'm very proud of the fact that in anticipation of all of the problems of safe and secure, of sheltering, that the fly shop closed 2 days before the governor issued his mandate with regards, closed our doors to the public with regard to, you know, safe and secure. We closed our doors, but at the same time, what we didn't do was we didn't close our business. My staff, God bless them, they've been working hard inside, taking the online orders, the mail orders, the phone orders, every day. And that part of the business actually continues to thrive. It's been very, very good. Well, of course, our walk-in business, what we do, if people call and they want something for their fishing trip, if they're going to go out and do a little time in the outdoors, well, we'll deliver it to the back door. And, you know, and that's the way that it's been working. I think that that's what Governor Newsom suggests is phase two or phase three or whatever. And we've been doing that all along. Listening to your previous guest, Tanner, and reading the newspaper, you know, the challenge is that I'm sure that for our government is that they're doing their best. They're attempting to paint this with a very broad brush. Doesn't work. You know, what works in Modoc County certainly doesn't work in Orange County. What works in Shasta County doesn't work in Humboldt County. And I, you know, I don't think that we should be out there interpreting the rules on our own. You know, I'm a rule follower. I'm not going to criticize someone else, you know, with regard to their decision. But, you know, we look at the Swedes. You know, what are they doing? They're simply using a common sense approach. And the incidents that they have of infection, the incidents they have of contagion, the incidents they have of death is approximately what ours are. Ours in here in the United States is on a percentage basis. But this is a big country, and I think that we need to be very careful and use our head when we, you know, begin when we do open our doors.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm here with Mike Michelak of the Flash Shop, and talking about, his business, as he's talked about, is not just local walk-ins, which is thousands of people, but also online sales. You put out that catalog every year. It's a beautiful catalog. I want to just get in just one of the photos one time, maybe in the back waving. Then, of course, the international fly fishing travel on it, and how the impact of tourism here in the North State is. I also want to I got something in the chat room, and it says essentially the caller, when he was talking to Tanner, had mentioned the Radiant Patriots regarding a local business opening. And what he wanted to make clear was he did not mean to imply that the group itself would provide legal services. My intent was to give a point of contact for the business owner, and Reading Patriots came to mind. And what he was saying is people showing up and supporting him. I did not get the point that it was also providing legal services. But he wanted to make it clear that he did not mean to include the Radiant Patriots without their permission. Okay. We'll be right back after these messages with Mike Michelak. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Elective surgeries have started, and Shasta Regional Medical Center is the only area hospital with the Da Vinci 10-eye surgery robotic system. What's that mean? Minimally invasive surgery with an advanced set of instruments and 3D high-definition view. Less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery time. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back with Mike Michelak after these messages. 8:31 here on the 5th of May.
No, darling, I ain't even worried. You'll come running back. He can't even bait a hook.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004.
but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Bad day of fishing beats a good day of anything, yeah.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567 is our phone number. This portion of the show is brought to you by a business that's not open and may not get open. And it won't open in phase two, it doesn't look like. It's Cypress Square Barbershop, the premier barbershop in the world. Yeah, I know, a little hyperbole there, but I really enjoy going there, and I haven't been there. And since they've been shut down, they work on appointments. I made an appointment for May 1st. That didn't work. I'm making another one for like May 15th. I'm not sure that's going to work. But their number is 244-9478. Better known, discounts for seniors and veterans in the Cypress Square Barbershop in the Cypress Square Shopping Center right across from the subway. I'm here with Mike Michalak, owner with his wife, Bertha, of the Fly Shop. And it's gone, you know, it's an international business. Everybody, you know, when you talk to people, oh, yeah, you're from Reading, huh? Oh, the Fly Shop and Bethel. You'll get one of the two. A Bethel church is there. And Reading and the Fly Shop. Mike, where do you think, since tourism is such a big business here, and, you know, an income generator, now that we're going into phase two, whatever that looks like, do you think people are going to start being able to get out, starting up? Do you think that they'll be coming in from places like San Francisco and all these other places that are still shut down a lot more and start coming up here to Shasta County in the North State?
Absolutely. I think that how we deal with those people is probably going to change. I would imagine that hoteliers, as an example, are probably going to be particularly conscious of sanitization and cleaning their rooms post visit. How they deal with that, you know, to a large degree may determine how successful they are. I, like a lot of people, I don't particularly believe in horoscopes, but I read my horoscope every day. It gives me a thought. I read the paper every day, frankly. I enjoy the Record Searchlight, even though it's no longer what it once was, but I enjoy the paper. My wife and I begin each day passing parts of the paper. Now there's fewer parts, but we begin each day passing that paper back and forth and talking about and commenting about the things that we see, the things that we read, about the words and the word jumble that we can't get, and it's a wonderful way to start each day. I look at my horoscope, and my horoscope for today, Leo, I'm July 31st, is my birthday. It says, in the moment that you're stuck, does it really matter what got you there? Don't look back, instead move on to what's next. Wiggling out, probably changing your outlook. And we're stuck. You know, so what we're doing, what my staff is doing, and I've maintained 100% employment for my entire staff. We have 28, 29 people that work for my company full-time, and they're all there working every day. One of the things that we're doing is we're preparing so that when things do return to some semblance of normalcy, that we're ready, that we've got the advertising, we've got the direct mail, we've got the online blogs and the, you know, social media ready to put out there when people see all of this in the rearview mirror. We're also, we've changed how it is that we're going to do business with those people that show up. And I think other people, you know, everyone else, you know, like, you've got to sit back right now and say, look, how am I going to get out of this mess? We own a ranch in the northeastern corner of the state, the Antelope Creek Ranch, Garland. Linda, if you've been there.
Beautiful ranch.
You've been our guest for New Year's for a decade. And we've changed it. We open up the ranch to guests each summer. Bertha and I move out of the ranch house, it's lovely. It's a spectacular place. But I'll tell you what, we're not going to open it up for guests this summer. I don't think guests would want to come into an environment like that. At the same time, what we have a wonderful, we call it, never had a great word for it, the bunkhouse, but it's not a bunkhouse at all. It's pretty nice.
No, you've
stayed there.
Yeah, well, you've got one, two, at least four, six apartments out there, or seven apartments out there that are totally separated from everybody. So it's not like you're in there.
We use it for family. We use it for friends. We use it for parties. Mm-hmm. We use it as an overflow when we have big schools. But what we're doing, we're going to have our guests out there so that they can come in and that they can be safe. They can be secure. They can be, you know, sheltered as a small group, the two bedrooms, which are lovely there, you know. So we've made modifications and tried to be ready, you know, with a different style, with a different way to do business. We won't be providing, the gourmet chef and the sit down meals for everyone this year. I don't think people would respond to that as quickly. It may be in October or September or October that people's feelings change, but right now, that's my feeling, and that's my point, is that how I feel about COVID-19 is much, much different today than how I felt a week ago, 2 weeks ago, or a month ago, and I think that everyone else's feeling has changed too. Some people are perhaps more adamant. Some people express that frustration that we talked about by, you know, turning to lawyers and all of this. I look at this. I say, hell's bells, all of the rules that we've got. You know, we remember 9/11 practically everything that was passed at 9/11 was a violation of our civil rights, of our constitutional rights, you know, but we didn't care. That's how we dealt with the problem. And I'm looking at this and saying, yeah, I'm not sure, but I'm the least litigious person in the world. And the last person that I want to see in this world is my lawyer, even though he's a good friend.
You know, I think what you just said, a lot of people are in that same way. The way we looked at it a month ago is totally different than the way we're looking at it now. We've had people that have done studies out of Stanford that have shown that COVID-19 is much more widespread than these studies have been replicated in other parts of the United States and the world. What's that mean? It just means is that a lot more people probably have had COVID-19 than we believed. But the going forward, I believe it's what you just said. Every one of us is going to look at this differently. Tanner Rice and what he had to do is different than what you're doing. There's businesses out there. We had Bruce Dean on and Ed Roman on yesterday. And the California Restaurant Association believes that like 30% of the restaurants in the state will not open again. Or we'll fail. because of this.
Well, restaurants
are tough anyway.
Remarkable failure rate anyway. It's in a very, very difficult life. It's why, you know, again, when we have a place in Reading that we enjoy or, you know, we support it, we go out there.
Yeah. Well, you know, when we had Robbie Cleary and Lynn Moss, Country Kitchen, and, of course, Cleary's.
There we go.
They don't even know how what this is going to look like when they're coming back. You know, is it going to be something they open up? They, you know, they take the time and effort, and as many businesses have that cleaned and done all these things to get open, and then the infection rate goes up again, and then you have to shut down. This is just a – do you think that – just your estimate – Once they start opening again, it's going to be tougher to shut them down.
I think that people are going to take a strong look at how we've dealt with this challenge, with this issue, and say, you know, is this how we're going to work again? You and I talk often about styles of methods of debate, about techniques for dealing with an argument. You know, we talk about the girly response, which is deflection. Deflection sometimes has merit in an argument and dealing with a question. Look, you know, are we going to stop driving? Are we going to stop driving? There, you know, the more people are killed. Okay, you know the argument. You know what's going to come out of my mouth.
Right.
More people are killed in automobiles. Are we going to stop driving? No, we're going to drive safely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not going to drive any more safely probably now than we did a month ago or a year ago, but we make every attempt to drive safely instead of going out there. You know, in my adult life, and I'm 73 years old, in my adult life, I've changed radically in how it is that I handle. I no longer drink and drive, you know, as I have been accused of and might even admit to when I was a young man, but I don't drink and drive at all. You know, I think it's a sin. It's a social sin.
Yeah. Well, we got to take a break here, but I think once we start opening up, trying to put the lid back on the jar is going to be really tough. I think that people are going to have to use their best judgment and say, okay, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to go to a restaurant or this because I have this fear. Other people are going to say, thank God we're open. I want to get back on the river again. I love seeing six or seven boats going down the Sac with people fishing. It's a wonderful sport, and the fact that everybody's outside, and it's, again, another indicator of things are going back to normal. We're going to take a quick break, 8:47 in the morning, but we'll be right back after these messages.
Went on down to my favorite fishing hole. Now I got myself a pole and line. Caught a 9-pound catfish on the bottom. Then I got it. Took him home to mama, buy stuff a time. Sing me the fish pipes if you got good fish. Here's a little tip that I would like to relive. With my pole, mama, and my line, I'm going fishing. My mama's going fishing, and the baby's going fishing too.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300.
a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is Ted Leidy with the Northern Firearms Instruction Personal Protection Tip of the Day. If you have the ability to park in a garage or carport, do it. Criminals identify dark streets and alleys to target unsuspecting victims who are distracted with loading or unloading packages or children. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's the case, give us a call at NFI at 999-1822 or to find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses, visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
I'm Carlene Niver, and I have some exciting news about my restaurant, Deja Vu, voted best breakfast. We are now serving beer and wine to complement your experience with us. Try one of our many flavors of mimosas, or try one of our new delicious creations, like Morning Sunshine, our version of a screwdriver. For our coffee lovers, we are known for our cozy atmosphere with a mixture of traditional and specialty drinks. I invite you to start your day with us, whether you are craving breakfast or lunch. Located in the historic Lorenz Hotel in the heart of downtown Reading on California Street. Open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
And now, back to our show.
My baby loves to fish, wants to do it all the time.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 8:50 in the morning, 57 degrees, going up to 84 today. And as traffic alert, we were just talking about driving safely. On the if you're coming down 44 into town, you may want to start taking another exit or getting off sooner, because right here at Shasta Street and Market Street, in the corner right here, right down from our studios, we have a major crash there. We have one fire truck that's in the street, ambulances, and as you can imagine, traffic is backing up. And yesterday we had a crash in the exact same spot in the afternoon. So be careful out there. I'm here with Mike Michalak of he and his wife Bertha own the Fly Shop, and which is a it's a world famous business. People come from all over the world to fish here, he also sets up trips all over the world for people as a huge online business, and plus all the walk-ins that come in, and you kind of like keep our river busy with your boats out there. I love seeing boats out there on the river.
I love it too. You know, you think about all the things that you miss. More than anything right now, I miss being with my friends. I miss going in and having dinner at Riverview. I miss you and Linda, you know, coming over for a chat.
Yeah.
You know, I miss being out. I miss the smiling faces for the people that we put out there on the river every day. It is very challenging. But I want to point out, it's easy to beat my chest and say, oh, great business, all this kind of thing. But understand how small fly fishing really is in the world. And we're talking about almost infinitesimal number of people. The entire value of fly fishing, retail value of fly fishing, that's every fishing lodge, every fly that's sold, every rod that's sold, every wader, boot, all this, the entire world of fly fishing at the retail level is roughly equivalent to the sales of a Pro V1 golf ball, of the total sales of Pro V1 golf balls. I mean, you got one model of one golf ball is equivalent to the whole world of fly fishing. So, yeah, the fly shop here in Reading, it's a big fish in a very, very tiny fishbowl.
I didn't realize you've never said that before. We've talked about, but the people that are fly fishermen, the aficionados, this is, a lot of times, this is what they do. This is their vacation. This is what they save for a year, to be able to go out and go someplace different.
That's higher profile. There's no question about that. You know, it's kind of like the crash on the corner here. You look down, you see the traffic passing smoothly for 24/7 all the time. It's when it crashes, when something out of the ordinary. You look out on the river and you see 150 guys with a spinning rod, or you go out on the lake and see, you know, every boat out there, and the guy's got God knows how many, you know, conventional bass rods, and then you see a fly fisherman out there. It's a bit out of the ordinary, a little higher profile, you know, for some of us, you know, I'm no snob. I got to tell you, you know, I fish with a fly because I enjoy it. It's the way I like to do it. I find it a bit more of a challenge, and that's the only reason. You know, I don't look down my nose at the guys who, in fact, I don't look down my nose at anybody, I don't think, but I certainly, you know, get out there and enjoy yourself. I don't care how you fish.
You know, we have the Shasta Fly Fisher
local club
with the brand new clubhouse that they built, the Project Healing Waters. And by the way, I want to give a big thanks to you. Project Healing Waters is for veterans, and they had to cancel their fish out this time. And the one of the major contributors, of course, is the fly shop for this.
And yeah, glad to help those and the other groups too. We're very, very lucky in life. We're lucky to live where we do. We're lucky to have the climate that we have. We're lucky to have the friends that surround us. I got to tell you, I'm lucky that for whatever reason, my business has been successful, and because it has, it's put me in a position that at this stage of my life, I'm able to reach out and help other people.
When we talk about tourism coming back, they're still advertising for up here, of course, for Shasta County, and as this goes into the second phase, as we're talking about just here in California, but what it's done is other states have been much more relaxed in their standards about what's opening and what's not. As we mentioned before, you all will probably be part of the second phase, I would imagine, of businesses opening up. I mean, social distance, you've got,
the retail portion of our business and the guide service portion of our business. Yeah. Absolutely. You know, I've got 15 men who are that work for me more or less they're independent contractors, but they're dedicated full time to our clients. But look at this. Look at what we've done. What's happened to us in Shasta County, and the North State in the last 3 years. You know, we had the fires. My God, fires, and they were backed up by months of flooding. Last year,
Snowmageddon.
I thought, we had fires, we had floods, and frankly, I was, I thought that the next thing, in biblical terms, would probably be pestilence. You know, that we'd have a hordes of locusts, and that, that'd be good for the fishing. Instead, what we got was plague. So we've had three of the four, horsemen of the apocalypse visit Shasta County, visit the North State in the last 3 years. And so the only thing that's left now is, of course, the locusts or whatever's going to happen.
Well, I understand, too, they have found the killer hornets have been found in Washington State that will wipe out bee farms but can also just provide a horrendous sting to you. And they found these things are as big as, they're as big as a mouse. These killer hornets. The only thing left is what the Sacramento to turn red, and if you're the firstborn, you better watch out. I know. We'll recover.
We will recover. You know, you beat all this stuff, and again, we're very lucky. Those of us who have our health, should be very grateful for it, and we should do all that we can to protect it.
Mike Michalak, thanks a lot. And as Mike has pointed out, we've been friends for a long time, and and that has been the biggest change, I think, with people, that you aren't able to go out and see your friends or go out and do things. So thanks a lot for coming here and talking about the tourism and what's going on. In your opinion, you are a worldwide traveler, so you've seen all types of things in different parts of the world.
Well, I'll tell you what, my son and I have got a trip planned to Africa in October. I'm going to take birth. You know, I haven't changed my plan yet.
Yet.
Okay. Yeah, we'll see. I had a trip scheduled, two trips scheduled to Russia in July and August. And
that's gone.
You know, those aren't going to happen.
Okay. Thanks a lot for being with us today. Tomorrow, Reading Police Department will be with us. Hopefully, Chief Schuller will join us, and we can talk about the different aspects of what's going on in our community with the COVID and also what crime's like during this time frame, which has seemed to have dropped.
I'm sure Will Williams will be one of those topics as well.
Well, I'm sure he'll bring that up. Everybody have a good day. Practice your safe distancing, taking care of yourselves and each other. And remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Let's all be good guys out there.
Keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.